Congratulations! Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. And happy Thursday, my friends. I am so glad that you are here with us. Thank you for pressing play today. Oh my goodness, if you listen on iTunes, we are aware that there was a problem with yesterday's recording. I promise we had a devotional, and it appears to have broadcast perfectly on all the other platforms. But for some reason, yesterday's episode, which was You Are Not a Cow, did not get published. It published like 1 second on iTunes. So I don't want you to miss that episode. If you're an iTunes listener, maybe hop on over to Spotify or another podcasting platform and listen to yesterday's episode as well. You're Not a Cow, because it was a really good one. And I don't want you to miss it. You know you're intrigued. You're like, wait, what is this devotional? And I'll just tell you too, what I also said yesterday is Jesus isn't a cowboy. So you got to listen to it, okay? So hoping that we're streaming good today, here we go. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is You Will Get Your Reward. Do you ever feel like you do it all and all you do is for nothing? Like everyone takes you for granted and no one gives you the credit you deserve. Whew, that can make us some bitter women. I cleaned this house all day and not a single one of you said thank you. What, you think I'm your maid? Oh, you'll start appreciating what I do when I stop doing it up in here. Oh girl, bitterness does not look good on you. Or what about work? You show up early and you're the last one to leave, but nobody recognizes your hard work. You're looked over and you're passed by. It kind of makes you want to give less than your best, doesn't it? Makes you want to stop doing all you do so they see nothing gets done without you, and then they will learn to appreciate you. What about in your relationships? You're always the one to call. Always the one to care, always the one going first. So you're thinking about not calling, not caring, and waiting for them to go first instead. Yeah, you're going to show them. Anyone feeling that way today? Anyone feeling like you give a whole lot more than you get? Anyone have bitterness brewing within them just knowing you're getting shorted? Well, isn't it just like God to show up and speak directly to you when you most need it? Look at this scripture tucked away in His Word for you, written by a man named Isaiah, who felt the same way you do right now. He said, "But I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing at all. Yet what is due me is in the Lord's hand, and my reward is with God." Wow. Oh, girl, go ahead and insert your true feelings right in the middle of this verse. I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing at all. Ain't nobody thanking me for all I've done around here. Nobody appreciates me the way I ought to be appreciated. They don't pay me what I'm worth. They don't recognize all I've been doing. I deserve better than this. Dot, dot, dot. Yet, what is due me is in the Lord's hand, and my reward is with God. I don't have to storm through the house today in a mad rage, throwing around all the dirty laundry that no one else does. I don't have to stomp through the office today to ensure everyone sees my extra workload and overwhelm. What is due me is in the Lord's hand. My reward is with God. I can trust God to reward my hard work. I can trust God to delight in my extra effort. I can trust God to repay me with mercy and grace and blessings and favor for what no one else sees or recognizes. And honey, when God promotes, there's no one that can hold you back. When God blesses, no one can take that away. When God raises you up, there's no one bringing you down. So right here in your real life circumstances, surrounded by what feels like being overlooked and unappreciated, you show up with nothing but your best today, knowing everything that is due you will come from God's hand. Go above and beyond today. Yes, for people who may never say thank you, because your true reward was never from them. It was always from God. 20 years ago, one of my mentors told me a story of a woman who was miserable in her job, and it is a story that I've always remembered for the lesson that it taught me. I've shared the lesson many times with many people. I'm going to share it again today. It goes like this. This woman hated her job. She dreaded going to work every day. She felt underpaid for the work she did, so she always did the minimum work that she could. If they weren't going to pay her more, she certainly wasn't going to work harder. She didn't like the people she worked with, so she never talked to them. And every day, she would stomp her way through her work day and count down the minutes until quitting time. Finally, she decided she was going to quit her job. But before she quit, she would make them realize who they were losing. She decided this one particular Friday would be her last day of work. And on that day, she would be certain they knew she was a good person walking right out the door. Oh, she would show them and they would regret losing her. On her big day, she showed up early with donuts for everyone. Oh, throughout the day, she not only did her work, but she offered to help everyone else with their work. Oh, she did all the things from office to office and person to person with the biggest old smile. She was making them love her. And then she would drop the big bomb that she was quitting. She had never worked harder or gotten more work done. Her plan was working. And finally, the end of the day came, and it was time for her to make the big, loud announcement of, "Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more." Anybody else know that song? But it had been such a good day, and she felt so accomplished. Suddenly, she recognized she didn't want to quit anymore. She loved work that day. She actually enjoyed the people she worked with. So she didn't quit, and she returned on the next Monday excited to go to work to the same exact job that she used to hate. And the only thing that changed was her attitude and her effort, and that had changed everything. God wants to work on our attitude and on our effort. We've become so focused on what's in it for me and what will I get out of it that we've been holding back the best of ourselves and then wondering why we feel so bad. Honey, when you hold back your best, you never get to feel your best. When you do less than you could, you feel less than you could. God will give you your reward. God will recognize what others do not. Colossians 3, verse 23 says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters." And then the next few verses in the Message translation read, "Don't just do the minimum that will get you by. Do your best. Work from the heart for your real master, for God, confident that you will get paid in full when you come into your inheritance. Keep in mind always that the ultimate master you are serving is Christ, the sullen servant who does shoddy work, will be held responsible. Being a follower of Jesus doesn't cover up bad work. God will repay you for the work you will do. He will recognize your effort. He will honor your follow-through on your commitments. Test Him and see. Go ahead and try it out today and just see for yourself. Now, I have a particular relationship, which honestly, this relationship kind of hurts me. It feels really lopsided. For years, I've been the one to give, and I feel like I never really receive anything in return. I do all the encouragement. I check in on them. I ask about their family and their business, but they never seem to ask about mine. I support them. They don't support me. It feels unfair, and honestly, it has hurt me for many years because these are people I care about deeply. So I tried withholding my support. I tried not being happy for them. I tried repaying them with what I feel like they've been giving me. And let me tell you, it sucked. I felt terrible. And let me tell you why. That's not who I was created to be. God never asked me to only encourage the people who encourage me. He never instructed me to only pray for the ones who pray for me. He never gave me permission to withdraw my love from people who don't adequately show their love for me. So I've decided I will still give my best in that relationship without any strings of expectation. God has called me to love. I will love. God has called me to encourage. I will encourage. God has called me to support. I will support. God holds the reward for that. I release them of the expectation. So whatever it is you need to do today, why don't you turn on some good music, show up with some lashes and some lip gloss, and do it with your absolute best effort. Finish it completely with your full focus. Put the finishing extra touches on that work to make it clear that this was done with attention to detail and commitment. And maybe that means a completely cleared and clean desk at the end of the day. Maybe that means laundry actually put away and an empty basket placed perfectly on top of the washing machine. Maybe that means dinner on the table with fancy dishes and placemats and handmade name cards for each person. Whatever it means for you to do what needs to be done with your absolute best today, you do that. Remember, this is just a test. Then, at the end of the day, check and see what God has done for you. Has He given you pride in the work that you have done? Has He given you joy in the process? Has He given you this indescribable good feeling coming from within for the work you have done? Yes, He has. And this is what happens when we stop just doing the minimum to get by. This is what happens when we do our best work from the heart. And this is what happens when we stop expecting flawed and distracted humans to fill empty spaces within us that only God can fill. Your reward is in God's hand. You get paid in full every time by Him. He deposits joy and strength within you every single time you do your best. Every time you work to serve Him, He fills you even more. Isn't that great? Test Him and see today. Give your best and just see if God doesn't fill you up today. I would love to pray with you, my sisters. Come on and join me right now. Hey, God. Good morning. God, I thank you so much for a new day of life, and I thank you for everyone that is listening today. Lord, I especially lift up to you my sister who is just feeling unappreciated and unnoticed, unimportant, unsupported, unloved. Lord, I pray that today you would give her her reward. I pray that you would remind her that you want her best today, that she's working for you. And God, I pray that as she is renewed in her joy and her strength and she shows up with her best today, that you, Lord, would do what only you could do, that you hold her reward, that you would give her what is due, that it comes from you, that she would recognize it and receive it, that she would feel good about giving her best today, that she would just cut the strings of expectation on flawed human beings that are so focused on their own problems. They've been failing her. I pray that she would cut those strings so she doesn't walk around disappointed anymore, that she doesn't grow bitter, and that instead she would receive her reward from you. Lord, I'm grateful for everyone that is listening. I lift up their families to you today, God. I pray for your blessings, your provisions, and your protection today. We thank you so much for an opportunity to be alive today. Thank you for all that you have done for us. It is in the mighty, beautiful name of Jesus we pray. Amen. My friends, thank you for being here today. I love you wildly. Have a beautiful day. Give your best and just notice what God does for you in return. I'll meet you again tomorrow. Goodbye, everybody.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.